Here we are on this most holy night, and tonight I'm not going to deliver a sermon, rather a very brief reflection. So let us look to God in prayer. Through the written word and the spoken word, may we know your living word, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Good news of Jesus Christ. Bring us on this most holy night is the message of God's love. That the love of God became tangible through Jesus. Let me tell you, it is already midnight, and I would like to tell you a bedtime story that I believe expresses beautifully the love of God through Jesus for all humanity. Once upon a time, there was a man who looked upon Christmas as a lot of humbug. He wasn't a Scrooge. He was a kind and decent person, generous to his family, upright in all his dealings with other people, but he didn't believe all that stuff about incarnation which churches proclaim at Christmas. And he was too honest to pretend that he did. "I am truly sorry to distress you," he told his wife, who was a faithful churchgoer, "but I simply cannot understand this claim that God becomes man. It doesn't make any sense to me." On Christmas Eve, his wife and children went to church for the midnight service. He declined to accompany them. "I will feel like a hypocrite," he explained. "I would rather stay at home, but I will wait for you, wait up for you." Shortly after, his family drove away in the car, snow began to fall. He went to the window and watched the flurries getting heavier and heavier. "If we should have Christmas," he thought, "it's nice to have a white one." He went back to his chair by the fireside and began to read his newspaper. A few minutes later, he was startled by a thudding sound. It was quickly followed by another, then another. He thought that someone must be throwing snowballs at his living room window. When he went to the front door to investigate, he found a flock of birds huddled miserably in the stone. They had been caught in the stone and, in a desperate search for shelter, had tried to fly through his window. "I can't let these poor creatures lie there and freeze," he thought. "But how can I help them?" Then he remembered the barn where the children's pony was stabled. It would provide a warm shelter. He put on his coat and galoshes and tramped through the deepening snow to the barn. He opened the door wide and turned on a light, but the birds didn't come in. "Fool will lure them in," he thought. So he hurried back to the house for breadcrumbs, which he sprinkled on the snow to make a trail into the barn. To his dismay, the birds ignored the breadcrumbs and continued to flop around helplessly in the snow. He tried shooing them into the barn by walking around and waving his arms. They scattered in every direction except into the warm, lighted barn. "They find me a stranger and terrifying creature," he said to himself. "And I can't seem to think of any way to let them know they can trust me. If only I could be a bird myself for a few minutes, perhaps I could lead them to safety. Just at that very moment, the church bells began to ring. He stood silent for a while, listening to the bells pealing the glad tidings of Christmas. Then he sank to his knees in the snow. "Now I do understand," he whispered. "Now I see why you had to do it." I'm sure many of you must have heard this story before, and it is a simple but beautiful way to explain the mystery of Christmas, the mystery of incarnation, why God had to send his only son for us. I want you to think of the many ways God has reached out to us to communicate with us since the beginning. All through the centuries of the Old Testament, God pursued his people like a lover. But we had broken the covenant, and God had to make a new, unbreakable covenant with us through his Son. But this new covenant, God would become flesh and bones like us, and shed his blood in the person of Jesus, to convince us once and for all to accept his invitation to be his people. Jesus was the climax of God reaching out to us. The letter to the Hebrews expresses it beautifully. Long ago, God spoke to our ancestors in many and various ways by the prophets, but in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom he also created the worlds. He is the reflection of God's glory and the exact imprint of God's very being. Dear friends, God has spoken to us. The Word has become flesh. Let us allow God's Word to sink into our hearts in the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.